small shopping center. Choice and style, they get a pleasure at Rathbines Town Hall Shopping Center.
Finding the old shopping a bit of a bore? Well, then you haven't been to Rathbines Town Hall Shopping Center, because the choice and elegance there would dazzle you. Make shopping a pleasure. Discover Rathbines Town Hall Shopping Center.
Enjoy so much more, and you'll shop better. Rathbines Town Hall Shopping Center.
Hurry to Auto Radio and Stereo Center, Camden Row, for superb in-car entertainment. Equipment from names like Pioneer, Blaupunkt and Sanyo, expertly installed and serviced. Auto Radio and Stereo Center, Camden Row, also supply and fit car alarms. Interested? Telephone 688-043.
This is important. Closing down sale at Friends Lady Shop in the ILAC Center. Everything must be sold to clear. Latest summer fashions, all prices slashed. The Friends Ladies Shop closing down sale at the ILAC Center. Don't miss the bargains.
Mourne Tours and the Newry and Mourne Tourist Development Association are offering a weekend shopping on June 3rd by coach to Newry, including a tour of the beautiful Mourne Mountains. Cost including two nights B&B with one evening meal, £37.50 sterling. Phone 285-308. That's 285-308.
It's my hometown, New York. Hey, fancy a free return trip to New York? Well, everyone who buys a new Ford Escort from Fairlane this month gets a free trip to my old hometown. And you can bring a pal for half price. And you get a free $100 to start your spree in the U.S. of A. Fairlane have the cars, and you get the free trip to the Big Apple. Talk to Fairlane, the Ford people in Tala at 515-200.
I'll give you a list of my favorite hot spots.
What a place, New York, New York.
You gotta work hard to be a champion. Work hard to be number one. When a man's gotta do what a man's gotta do, champions will get it done. Here the Formula One doing over a ton. The wet starts in the Irish sunshine. Put real heavy metal under your pedal with champions up in the front line.
Champion, the world's number one spark plug. The choice of champions on the world's toughest racing circuits. And the right choice for every make of car.
It's Lions Tea Time. Broadcasting from Dublin on 819 kHz medium wave and 88 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Sybil Fennell. Good evening. On his last public engagement in the North before the British general election on June the 9th, the Northern Ireland Secretary of State, Mr. James Pryor, has stressed the importance of the police force there adopting a sensitive and sensible approach to tackling security problems in the North. He was speaking at the passing out parade of 65 RUC recruits in Enniskillen. Mr. Pryor emphasised the need for the RUC to earn the trust and support of the community. The rooftop protest at Albany Jail on the Isle of Wight is over. The seven prisoners involved, including four IRA men and an Arab terrorist, came down peacefully at lunchtime after 5 days on the roof. Some of them have already been taken under heavy police escort to other prisons on the British mainland. The British Home Secretary, Mr. Whitelaw, has expressed his appreciation for the way staff at Albany Jail handled the protest. In the Netherlands, a gas leak which began 10 days ago on a North Sea oil platform has now been sealed. About 30 people were evacuated from the platform, which is 25 miles off the coast. It's feared that up to 300 people may have drowned after a passenger steamer sank in the artificial lake next to the Aswan Dam in Egypt. Most of the 600 or so passengers on board were Sudanese. Two Irishmen who were being held in Liverpool under the Prevention of Terrorism Act have been released. They'd been arrested yesterday after arriving in the city from Belfast. Police there say they were released this afternoon and haven't been charged. The body of a man who's been missing for 5 days has been taken from the River Ban in Portadown. He was 44-year-old Edward MacFeigh of no fixed abode. Police don't suspect a crime. The Forum for a New Ireland is to be the main theme of the SDLP's election campaign. Giving details of the party's manifesto, their leader, Mr. Hume, said their main battle would be with Sinn Féin, and people should remember that a vote for that party would be seen as a vote for violence. Mr. Hume described the Forum as the most significant political initiative in Ireland since 1920. Mr. Hume said his party was determined that the potential of the Forum should become a reality. Two more men have been in court in Belfast today on the evidence of the alleged police informer, Harry Kirkpatrick, whose wife is still being held captive by the INLA. 27-year-old Patrick McKeever was accused of conspiring to murder Samuel McKinley over 2 years ago, and Donald Patrick Drain, aged 24, was charged with possessing a gun, imprisoning a woman in her home, and robbing a post office of £32,000. Both men have been remanded in custody. Lebanese television says an Israeli aircraft was shot down today over the Bekaa Valley by Syrian planes firing air-to-air missiles. It's reported to have been a pilotless reconnaissance plane, and it's said to be the first action of its kind since last year's siege of Beirut. That's the Independent Radio News from Ireland. It's 3 minutes past seven. Radio Nova.
Good evening and welcome. This is Dublin Today. In this evening's programme, we've news of a campaign by parents to oppose the government's introduction of charges for school transport. Eamon Cook of Radio Dublin talks about Friday's march here in Dublin in support of independent radio in Ireland. And there's a special report on Alzheimer's disease, the mystery illness that proves fatal. Before all that, the rest of today's main news stories with Sybil Fennell.
The Minister for Justice, Mr. Noonan, has ruled out any possibility of releasing Nicky Kelly from Portlaoise prison, where he's serving a 12-year jail sentence for armed robbery. Mr. Noonan said it had to be made clear that he could not take on the role of purporting to decide guilt or innocence. Mr. Noonan said that Nicky Kelly's hunger strike, now in its 25th day, was not about prison conditions. It was a straightforward claim by a prisoner that he was innocent, and because of that, a demand that he be released. Mr. Noonan said neither the government nor he, as the Minister for Justice, could decide innocence or guilt. He said that no new evidence had been offered in the case. Mr. Noonan said it was important that Nicky Kelly should know that his hunger strike would not gain his release. The EEC Commission has approved grants totalling £115 million to go towards job training and employment promotion here. The monies are the first in a series of aid packages from the EEC Social Fund for this year. The grants will be paid to bodies such as the Department of Labour, the Youth Employment Agency, the National Manpower Services and ANCO. The Dublin Cargo Handling Company have said they could afford to accept Labour Court settlement terms on the Dublin docks dispute only if 77 dockers are either laid off or made redundant immediately. The company also said that if the level of trade does not improve, their future viability will depend on future reductions in the workforce. The Labour Court recommendations have already been accepted by the dockers, but work hasn't resumed because the company maintains that the dispute has not been resolved. According to figures released today, Air Rianthe made a profit of more than £500,000 on its three airports last year. The board's chairman, Mr. Hanley, described the returns as satisfactory, bearing in mind the depressed state of the industry. The Industrial Council of the ESB has recommended that unions and management should have further discussions on the pay dispute within the company. They should then submit their differences to the council in a joint statement to be heard on Tuesday of next week. A short time ago, the unions involved deferred a series of one-day strikes after the council intervened in the dispute. With the introduction of a Fianna Fáil private members bill today, the future of independent radio in this country seems finally to have taken some shape. Successive governments have promised legislation on the issue. However, a bill has never been presented to the House. The Fianna Fáil bill is likely to bring opposition from the coalition government, who have provisions of their own for independent radio. These are due to be presented to the Dáil later in the year. Today's bill was presented by Mr. Terry Layden, the Fianna Fáil spokesperson on Posts and Telegraphs. In his statement, he said the bill made it possible for independent radio stations to be broadcasting by the end of next month. While a government bill, he suggested, had put a 5 to 12 month time lag on similar proposals. He concluded the statement by calling on all those deputies on the other side of the House who'd availed of the facilities afforded by these stations over the past few years to show their concern for young people by recognising the bill as a solution to a serious problem. The bill itself is a comprehensive document, allowing not only for independent radio stations, but also for independent television stations in this country. The bill would initially provide for the setting up of an authority called the Local Broadcasting Authority, which would bear the brunt of responsibility for the new independent stations. Licenses would be issued by the relevant minister to programme contractors, who'd submit proposals to the authority, and recommendations would be made on the basis of a number of factors. Firstly, the quality and range of programmes, including programmes of Irish culture and in the Irish language. Secondly, the adequacy and expertise of proposers. Thirdly, the involvement of the proposer in the local community. And fourthly, the extent to which employment would be created, plus the current involvement of the persons in independent broadcasting. The authority would be responsible for the drawing up of standards of broadcasting and would ensure the impartiality of news and the fair presentation in the realms of news and current affairs. The bill, not surprisingly, focuses on the community basis of radio, providing for Irish culture, and also proposes that stations conform with their community and not simply be copies of each other. Perhaps most surprisingly, the bill would prevent those involved in newspaper and music publishing and advertising agencies from being allowed to hold programme contracts. The bill also provides for a complaints commission to investigate such complaints as might arise from any broadcasts. It also directs the independent local authority to provide standards for advertising. No limits are set as to the number or type of stations which would be at the discretion of the authority and the minister at any particular time. All in all, the bill presents a comprehensive plan for local broadcasting. The emphasis in its presentation is on the importance and immediacy of the bill being passed. The bill would therefore have to go through before the summer recess. Finally, this evening's financial report on the Dublin markets, the Irish pound closed at 80.25 pence sterling and at $1.26.95. On the European money markets, the Irish pound is currently trading at 3.1580 Deutschmarks, 9.4725 French francs, 175.45 pesetas and 3.5440 guilders. On the London market, spot gold closed at $440.1 American dollars per fine ounce and spot silver at £8.45 sterling per fine ounce. The Financial Times index closed up 0.8 at 700.6. And at 5 o'clock on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was also up by 0.29. It stood at 1,219.33. Stock prices were in active trading. The financial report, as always, comes to us courtesy of Comex Commodity Brokers on 608-977.
Radio Nova. You're listening to Dublin Today, and as you heard in the news, legislation for local radio promised since 1977 seems finally to be on the cards. Today, Frank Wynne spoke to Eamon Cook of Radio Dublin about the inception of independent broadcasting in Ireland and his hopes for the legislation. Frank began by asking him about the start of independent radio in this country.
Started a long way back, 1966, in the heyday of Radio Caroline. Radio started off here as a hobby more than anything else. Weekend radio station, Radio Dublin, Sunday afternoon broadcasting. Continued for years on end with that sort of format. Sunday afternoon eventually branched into Saturday afternoon, Friday nights, Wednesday nights, and eventually progressed up to 1977. December 77, it went 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Well, what sort of pressures were there at that time on independent broadcasters?
Much more, actually, than there are at the present time. Raids, something similar to what happened to Nova and Sunshine last week, except they were fairly constant. At times they could occur once a week or a couple of weeks running. It was difficult in those days.
Did you think that at any time that that independent radio would be legalised around that time?
We were putting pressure on since 1974 to get a licence, not just a Radio Dublin licence, but to straighten out the whole local radio situation where there's a demand for it throughout the country, and nobody bothers doing anything about it.
Well, in the wake of actions from the PNT once again, what do you think will happen now?
Well, what you will see happening first to go off is a great deal of people out on the streets this coming Friday in support of local radio, not just their own station. I'm sure there'll be various station banners and all sorts of things there. Perhaps that'll be the start of pressure on the government. I think it will. And perhaps they'll see sense and get around to it. Now, it's been promised since 77 that legislation is imminent. It's always imminent, but it simply hasn't arrived yet. And here we are, 77 to 1983, and there's still no sign of it. It hasn't even been introduced yet.
Well, under what sort of system would you like to see independent broadcasting set up? Would you like a licensing system too?
A licensing system, something on similar lines, I think, to the IBA in England. I can't see anything wrong with it. There are some items that wouldn't suit the Irish format in radio, but I think they could go along on that as a basis for working into licensed radio, whether it's community radio, commercial radio, whatever they'd like to call it.
Well, do you think that independent newspapers should be behind it, or do you think that private enterprise should be behind it?
I personally, I think private enterprise, and not big private enterprise like multinational companies. I prefer to have it local as such. Licenses for Dublin to broadcast to Dublin and perhaps Leinster at a maximum range as such. Cork, same situation, broadcasting actually to Cork and not beaming up to Donegal.
So the stations then would in fact be local, they wouldn't challenge the RTE monopoly of countrywide?
They shouldn't challenge the RTE monopoly one bit.
You mentioned the protest march on Friday, can you tell me something about that please?
Yes, before we've had an odd protest march over the years, 78 I suppose was the biggest in Dublin, 10,000, 12,000 people out on the street. At the moment it looks like 30 or 40,000 out. We're trying to ask people whether they're in work, if they can possibly take a half day. School kids of course will enjoy it. There are several schools, 9 that we know of so far, that are closing, giving the kids a half day and shifting exams and things like that to another date. All we're asking is that for once, if local radio listeners, whether they're Nova, Sunshine, Radio Dublin, or some of the smaller stations around the city, if they'd lend their support to this radio march. They're asked to do very little. They have been asked to do very little over the years. So can they make one little sacrifice for a half day and lend a bit of support to the march?
Well, can you tell me the details of the march? Where does it start? At what time?
Well, it'll be assembling at the GPO. 2 o'clock, and moving off from there to Leinster House. Now, judging by the crowd we envisaged there, we're thinking 30, 40,000 people upwards, along with a considerable number of articulated trucks. We have the support of the Truckers Federation, things like that. It's going to be an enormous crowd, and I don't think they'll disperse at Leinster House. So if it looks like continuing on for any length of time, we'll come back from Leinster House to the GPO and there'll be a meeting there for the night, probably up to 10 o'clock at night.
Well, what would you hope to achieve by the march?
A pressure on politicians more than anything else. A great number of them can't seem to see a need for local radio. They assume it's just school children who want a radio, whereas it's hardly the case. I think Nova have proved that, Sunshine, ourselves, that. The demand is there, not just from children, from grown-ups, adults, whatever.
Eamon Cook, the man who pioneered Irish independent radio 17 long years ago. And I may say the staff of Radio Nova expressed their gratitude for the use of spare technical parts made available by Eamon to the station over the past week.
Radio Nova, 88 FM.
You're listening to